Gang. Kool & the Gang officially launched in 1969 after performing for 5 years under various band titles, and they have influenced the music of three generations. At the age of 50, the band has become true recording industry legends. They have earned 2 Grammys, 7 American Music Awards, 25 top 10 R&B hits, 9 top 10 hits, and 31 gold and platinum albums. Kool & the Gang has performed continuously longer than any other R&B group in history, and their sound and their arrangements have also made them the most sampled R&B band of all time. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Ronald Bell, co-founder of Kool & the Gang, and this is how things went. My name is Dee Duane, and you're listening to The Gumbo Mix and my one-on-one with Kool & the Gang.
Yeah, this is him. Good morning. How are you? Doing pretty good. How you doing, Ron?
Still hanging in here, bro.
You know what? I'm tired for you. I know you just got back from Australia.
Yeah, just got back.
And so I'm tired for you.
That was a long flight, man.
Man,
that was a long flight.
Thank you so much for calling. How long is that flight?
Well, first we came from Perth, so we went right across. We started in New Zealand, and then we worked our way across Melbourne, you know, Gold Coast all the way down. And then we came back. We came all the way back from Perth to Newark, New York.
Huh?
So 18, 14 hours one, six another.
Oh, wow.
4 hours in the airport, 6 hours in the airport, you know, like that.
Oh, my Lord. My Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in my voice, I'm like, Bert.
I know you're like, man, I got to call this dude all early. why couldn't we schedule this for another hour later? but here you are right on time. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
I really appreciate that very much. Do I call you Ron or do I call you Ronald or what do I call you?
You call him what you want. I mean, I got a lot of different handles.
I understand. I'll call you Ronald. Okay.
Okay, you call me Ronald. Some call me Kali, so that's my, you know, my spiritual name, whatever.
I understand. Whatever. Okay.
You can say Ronald. They know me by Ronald.
Okay.
Ronald Robert Bell. Cool and gang.
Ronald. I appreciate it, man. Okay, first question. The group was formed in 1964 in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Yep.
Happy 55th anniversary.
Well, actually, yeah. Well, thank you. 69, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 55, but the official is now 2019 because we started in 1969. So it's official July 3rd, you know, would be the 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary.
Yeah, exactly. As Kool & the Gang, but we started, like you said, before that.
Right.
In 1964. When we're trying to figure it out.
I understand. Now, what keeps the group together after all these years? What's the glue that keeps the whole thing together?
Well, I think it's, first of all, is our love for music. The music, we love the music. Well, I do. I can speak for myself and then for, you know, the guys in the group as well, because they're still in it and we're all still in it together. It's the music that drives us. And I think that's the personality of the group. It's never like a personality thing for the group, but the music was the personality, and that's what has kept us together and still drives us today.
Uh-huh. I hear
and, you. And, you know, the dudes ain't after cool, so, you know.
Right.
If anybody had a problem with that, they would have said something in the beginning.
they're
going down like that. You don't know.
Exactly. Man, why it's got to be cool in the game?
Yeah, why it's got to be cool? How come it can't be me? How come not Ronald in the game? How about that?
You know?
Don't sound too good, man. No, we didn't have no problem with that.
I hear you. That's great. Yeah,
no problem with that.
Are you a Robert twins?
Well, they call us Irish twins because we're 11 months apart.
Uh-huh.
That's what, you know, they say the Irish twins. Okay. I'm right behind him. His birthday is in October.
Uh-huh.
Mine is in November. So my mother had a baby back-to-back.
Okay. Now, you guys originally started out as an instrumental jazz group called the Jazzy Acts.
Well, yeah, we coined that. That's a nice name too.
Terry. I love that name. That's a cool name.
That's a cool name. That's an AKA for us.
You guys should do an album for on the Jazzy Act, man.
You know what? Let me tell you something. This is what we're doing. We have a 50th year, anniversary. What we're putting out is a giant box set.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start with that. It's going to be the Jazzy Act. We were called the Soul Town Band at one time.
Uh-huh.
And we were called the New Dimensions at one time. We had a bunch of names. But that one name sticks out because that's how we got our start in the Jazzy Act, because we were following John Coltrane, Miles Davis, Cannonball Adderley.
Right.
Ron Carter and all those great jazz musicians, as well as the Funk Brothers in the Motown scene and the Wattstacks, with the Barcades, all that.
Right.
Music Sly and the Family Stone, James Brown. Excuse me. Yeah, that's where our heart's at. Yeah, but the Jazzy Act, that's a coin AKA for us.
So were those the good old days from the very beginning? Were those the good old days back in those days?
Yes. But they're still the good old days.
I understand.
But yeah, there's a lot of great memories back there. We're actually doing a documentary and a movie about that and a book that we're writing.
Good.
Because before we were actually Cool in the Gang as a band. Cool was actually the head of a gang, a real gang. So there's a story behind that, and that's what we'll, start. That's what we're going to focus on when we do this documentary and the movie as well. It was before we became Cool in the Gang, and the transition from struggling being in the street or not being in the street or being in a band, all that kind of stuff like that.
Right. Oh, man, I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see that. It's going to be great.
Yeah, picture that. Cool in the Gang. You think you're going to see a music thing?
It's a real gang.
It's a real gang. struggling to be in the music. See, that's what that is.
I love that story.
Half of us in, half of us out,
That's a great storyline. Love that.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet your first manager, Gene Red?
Okay, that's a story. Excuse me. Okay, so what happened was, after we decided we're going to stick with the music, we started this Soul Town band. No, we didn't start it. They asked us to join the Soul Town Review that was modeling themselves after the Motown Review.
Uh-huh.
And we had a lot of wannabes, including us. And we wanted to play jazz, but we backed up a lot of musicians, singers. Like,
right.
Want to be Temptations, want to be Gladys Knight, want to be James Brown, and so on and so on.
Right.
Or Otis Redding and the likes of that. So what happened was the guy didn't pay us, so we decided to go on our own. So the guy that was kept, one of the bartenders that saw us, he decided that, after that was over, and he booked us in a club in Newark called the Blue Note.
Right.
And he had a sign in the window when we first showed up for the first gig. It said Cool and the Flames.
Uh-huh.
They had Cool and Ice, and the Flames had Inspire. It was Melting the Ice.
Right.
So, that's a nice name. So we decided to take the name Cool and the Flames. And so we became Cool and the Flames after all of that Soul Town stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so when we got with Gene Red said, you can't use that name because his father and himself, they used to work for King Records, and they knew James Brown.
Right.
He said, you can't use that name. Now, how we got introduced to Gene Red was we were rehearsing in the back of a bar or something, and my mother had met the bus driver for James Brown.
Right.
He used to drive a bus. He wanted to make a record. So he said, my mother told him that, hey, I got some boys in the band. And, all of our mothers used to hang out in the clubs together because we were too young to be in there.
Right.
Yeah, and he introduced us to Walter Foster. Was a bus driver for James Brown. Then he introduced us to Gene Red. And then Gene Red decided to take us on, and that's how we got the name Cool in the Gang. Get down, get down. 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 Get down, get down.
you feel it, y'all? Get down, y'all. Get down.
Now, you know, the album Wild and Peaceful was released in 1973, and that was the group's commercial breakthrough album. It brought you your first three top 10 hits.
Right.
How did it feel to finally get the success that you worked so hard for?
Okay. Funny thing about that. We weren't really working for that. That came by circumstance, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Not to say that Gene did anything, but he helped us, you know, a great deal. And he was a genius.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he gets credit for discovering us, so to speak. Right. That's cool again. So, anyway, they wanted us to record Soul Makusa. And we said, we're going to come up with our own Soul Makusa. All right? And so we came up with Jungle Boogie. We didn't have to go through that route again.
Right.
That was like, you know, it wasn't premeditated or anything. That was just like, okay, we can make commercial music. This is what the record company wants. Let's make some commercial music. So we made that stuff up in the morning and recorded it at night, and that was the end of it.
Come on.
Jungle Boogie, funky stuff, in 24 hours.
For real?
For real.
Oh, my goodness. What a story. You guys came with that stuff overnight?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Them three songs. Now, you know, see, the rest of the album, you know, if you listen to it, you hear what's on there, it's just filler. Except for maybe something that made an effort, Heaven at Once, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, we sort of figuring it out then. But those three songs, no, those were right spot on. And they wasn't there wasn't something like we thought about. It was just spontaneously came together.
Yeah. So you guys are just like jamming in the studio.
Yeah, we jammed it in the rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
He said, okay, we got to come up with some music, commercial music. Okay, let's make it commercial. So it's thoughtless, you know. Charles came in with that guitar and funky stuff that I use on part two. You know, the guitar starting with that guitar part?
Right, right, uh-huh.
That's all in the studio. See, he came up, the first thing I heard on funky stuff was that. He said, I got something. He started playing that lick, and everybody joined in.
Wow.
And I started singing Can't Get Enough of That Funky Stuff, and started playing that Down by the Riverside horn line.
Uh-huh.
That was it. One take.
The gumbo was done.
That's one take. The next song was Jungle Hollywood Swinging, Jungle Boogie, same thing.
Wow.
Yep, and in 48 hours, that was done. Hollywood Swinging, Jungle Boogie, funky stuff. That's how we got those records.
Man, that's amazing.
That's amazing. And the other thing about Jungle Boogie, just to add to that, put some more gumbo in the gumbo.
Right.
Our roadie, Don Boy, said, I got something for that. He said, what do you got, man? He said, come in the studio. One take. And he started rapping off of that jungle rap on that song.
Towards the end, that I'm talking about.
No, all of it. The whole thing.
Oh, man.
Jungle Boogie, get up with the get down. Jungle Boogie, shake it around. All of that was done in one take. There wasn't no repeat. It was just like, here's your jungle music.
It was meant to be, man.
And that's what I'm saying.
It was meant to be.
Get down, tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Get down on it. By standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall. Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall. 'Cause I heard all the people saying, get down on it, come on and get down on it. If you really want it, get down on it. You gotta feel it. What you gonna do? You gotta get on the groove if you want your body to move. Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall. Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall. 'Cause I heard get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it,
get down on it,
get down on it.
Come on in,
get down on it,
baby, baby,
get down on it,
get on it,
get down on it.
Sha da ba da ba da ba da. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Now, you know, after that enters Grammy Award winning record producer Emir Diodato, who is known for blending genres such as pop and R&B. Now, now Emir Diodato worked on Celebration, Ladies Night, and Too Hot. What was it like working with Diodato?
Diodato's a genius. He's a genius, man. He came in and separated, you know, the music and brought it down to its, you know, simple form again. Because if you listen to the album before that, it's just overproduced. I was overproducing stuff, trying to find whatever it is that they said that we had.
Right.
We lost or something. I don't know. It's the record company. Make me another hit.
Right.
So we're chasing and chasing and chasing. And at Michael Jackson, there was a Jack. We were on a show with the Jacksons in 79. And, no, 78 or 79. And there's a promoter by the name of Dick Griffey.
Right.
Said, man, you guys need a lead singer. So we said, yeah. So we started focusing on, you know, writing pop music. I mean, really crossing over now. Getting a singer, writing songs that would fit that genre. And that's when Emir came in. And he came in right as we had already recorded the album Ladies Night before he came.
But
they figured we need a producer to separate, you know, to keep the riffraff down or something. You know, in other words, to keep the arguments down, have somebody referee the thing.
Right.
And that's what Dio did. He came in, refereed it, and we came up with those hits. That's what it was like. And he's a genius because he's an arranger as well as an artist, and he knew what to do.
How did Celebration come about now? What's the story behind Celebration?
Okay. Some would say at the end of Ladies' Night, we're saying, come on, let's all celebrate.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's an idea. You know, that's an idea. But what I got Celebration from, because, you know, I'm the primary writer of that.
Right.
The Ladies' Night as well, but, you know, you would never know that. I was reading the scripture, and I saw where, I read a chapter where God was creating humans, the man, Adam. It says Adam. Uh-huh. And he said the angels, he gathered the angels together and asked them, what was Adam? And he said, we don't know nothing but what you tell us, right?
Right.
And he said, we only celebrate you. And the angels are celebrating the creator for creating humans. Okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's where it came from.
Wow.
Now, just acknowledging the creator, you know, there's many blessings from that.
Sure.
So everyone around the world, come on, they don't even know what they're singing to. So I attribute to that because that's where the idea came from.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a celebration. It's actually the celebration of human beings.
Well, you know, I really want to thank you and the band for so many years of great music. And I want to thank you for taking the time out to talk with me today, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Really. Keep me in the mix, man. Give me in the gumbo. Keep me in the gumbo.
Oh, yeah. You guys are definitely a staple ingredient for the gumbo mix. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for everything. I appreciate it.
Okay, Dwayne.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
All right.